Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcome spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Friday, March 20th, 2026, I'm Kevin Will.
Pass Rebel School Board holding special budget study session. San Luis Obispo County firefighters honored for outstanding service. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 90s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour, the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Pass Rebel's Tile and Stone on Rabada Drive in Calmetto Place. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting will be held Tuesday, March 24th. Prior to the regular session, the board will conduct a special session regarding its budget. Staff will present information related to the basic budgeting cycle, and the board will review enrollment trends, mandated expenditures, and the status of Measure M and the next steps to approving the next fiscal year's budget. The special session will be held at 5 p.m. before the board enters closed session for its regular meeting at 6. In its regular meeting, the board will consider the purchasing of Chromebooks for TK through second grade students and respective charging carts for the classrooms. The special meeting regarding the budget will be in person only with no broadcast available. For the regular session, you can attend in person or watch online. Paso Robles High School varsity cheer team is holding a fundraiser this Easter season, helping to bring a morning surprise for children and families. The cheer team will be filling yards with colorful plastic eggs filled with candy and small toy items, helping families create a ready-made Easter egg hunt. Families can choose several package options ranging from 25 to 100 eggs scattered in their front, backyard, or both, or request the eggs to be delivered to the front door for those who prefer to hide the eggs themselves. The fundraiser proceeds will go to the varsity cheer team's participation in UCA Cheer Camp, representing Paso Robles at a high competitive level. Orders must be submitted by April 1st at 8 p.m. The order form can be found online. For more information, you can also contact PRHS Director of Sport Cheer, Cody Wilsusen, at 805-769-1500. San Luis Obispo County firefighters honored for outstanding service. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. San Luis Obispo County firefighters were honored at the annual Firefighters Recognition Dinner Saturday, March 17th in San Luis Obispo. The dinner recognizes firefighters from across the county for their exemplary service and commitment to their communities. Recipients included Fire Captain Paramedic Ryan Gobler, Fire Apparatus Engineer Andrew Gertz, and Firefighter Jack Hoy of CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo. A $2,500 donation was also made to the Alice Ann Runch Burn Foundation, supporting burn survivors and fire prevention education. The San Luis Obispo Police Department has released a recap of its enhanced safety enforcement zone. During two weekends leading up to and on St. Patrick's Day, the police department doubled fines for noise, unruly gatherings, open containers, and public urination. The police department says this year there was a significant decrease in alcohol-related violations compared to last. Over the two weekends and on St. Patrick's Day, the police department reports making zero arrests or citations for unruly gatherings, 23 noise violation citations, 3 DUI arrests, 5 drunken public arrests, and 0 minor in possession of alcohol arrests. The police department expresses gratitude to Cal Poly University, the agencies who assisted the Saturday event, and the downtown bars and restaurants that provided a safe environment for the celebration. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the 76ers beat the Kings 139-118, the Pelicans over the Clippers 105-99, the Lakers beat the Heat 134-126. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Pistons, the Raptors will go against the Nuggets, the Hawks will face the Rockets, the Celtics will go against the Grizzlies. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom said he supports a proposal to rename Cesar Chavez Day as Farmworkers Day in light of the allegations made against Chavez this past week. This is also part of a larger movement around the state where cities are grappling with memorials honoring the man, streets named after him, and upcoming celebrations. Chavez has been accused of sexually abusing minors and young girls, though many of the allegations are currently unknown. U.S. District Judge rejected a Trump administration lawsuit against California regarding a law regulating egg production. The lawsuit targeted 3 California laws that regulate egg prices and quality of eggs sold in California. The dismissal does not dispute the administration's claim, merely writing that the administration lacked standing to challenge the state's laws governing the production, sale, and shipment of eggs. Due to the record-breaking heat wave hitting California, the snowpack is melting and filling rivers and reservoirs. About a third of California's water supply comes from the Sierra Nevada snowpack, a vital source of spring and summer runoff when the state needs water. But due to the heat wave, the Sierra Nevada has dropped to 38% of average for mid-March. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the Fertilizer Institute is thanking the Trump administration for its decision to temporarily suspend the Jones Act to support the timely movement of fertilizer across the United States as fertilizer supply continues to be impacted by the closure of the Strait of Hormuz as part of the wider conflict in the Middle East. TFI President and Chief Executive Officer Corey Rosenbusch said that the action is especially important given the structural challenges in fertilizer logistics. He said the U.S. faces a classic mismatch between demand geography, where fertilizer is needed by farmers, and production geography, where fertilizer is produced. By increasing access to additional shipping options, this temporary waiver will help mitigate cargo transportation challenges through greater availability of seagoing vessel port-to-port transportation and support farmers during the critical spring application season. He went on to say, it can cost significantly less to ship fertilizer internationally than between U.S. ports, where Jones Act requirements can nearly double transportation costs. So, a small win nonetheless in an otherwise challenging situation.
Cattlemen, this is Cambry Deneau coming to you from Gardner Deneau Angus Ranch, better known as GDAR. The prefix with nearly seven decades, raising heavy-muscled, problem-free bulls with the right genetic package to improve your bottom line. On March 26th, 265 Angus bulls and 300 commercial heifers sell right here at the ranch, Sydney, Montana. 100% guaranteed, plus free delivery. Learn more at gdar-angus.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to experience the flavors of Campania, a vibrant region in southern Italy known for its coastal cuisine and bold Mediterranean flavors. The culinary tour of Italy features regionally inspired dishes from a cornetta with mozzarella and porchetta to linguine with clams, white wine, lemon, and grilled focaccia at lunch. Savor dishes like crudo di pesca with fresh amberjack. Complete the experience by adding wine from Campania. Reserve your table at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com. Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to RedScooterDeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Beginning this season, processing tomato growers, haulers, and harvesters will come under mandatory state compliance agreements designed to contain and manage the parasitic weed broom rape. The California Department of Food and Agriculture introduced the agreements, which spell out equipment sanitation and broom rape risks just before the 2025 season as part of a soft launch. This season, the agreements will be required to be signed by all parties before tomatoes are moved from a field, said Michelle Dennis, CDFA Integrated Pest Control Branch Chief. The reason for the tough stance is the potential economic impact the weed poses to the state's processing tomato industry, said Brad Hansen, a University of California Cooperative Extension weed specialist. It means you can go from a pretty small problem to a pretty big problem in short order, he said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with low 50s, south-southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny skies Monday through Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday next week. Upper 80s Sunday and Monday, low 90s Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday, mid-80s on Thursday, 84 a week from today. Currently it is 56 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil prices are holding in a range as the U.S. takes steps to avert a full-blown energy crisis. Brent crude, the global benchmark, has nudged slightly lower to $107 a barrel. Prices rose to $119 early yesterday before easing. All three major stock market averages are on track to fall for a fourth straight week. Novartis has a deal to buy an experimental breast cancer drug from Innovation Therapeutics. It will pay $3 billion. Google wants to get artificial intelligence into your shopping. Mizuho analyst David Bellinger says Google is developing AI that will help you to find products, provide customer support, and order food at restaurants. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. That's simple. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Friday edition here on The Right Choice. As we think we are
ready to go here on this Friday. And let's see here, trying to get these things working. There we go. Oh, it's going to take time. It definitely will.
Well, I woke up this morning and I was feeling fine. But with my first cup of coffee came the last thing on my mind.
KPRL.
It hung around uninvited the whole day through. They didn't care that I'd been trying to keep from missing
KPRL.
That's the thing about
the Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, Kenny's back in town, so Darsha and Kenny will be in with Open Mic Friday, 12:30 to 2, and as we like to say, have at it. And I guess, also, I forgot. Ooh, got them in my hands, and I still forgot. The Rotary down there in San Luis, they have a benefit for local youth charities, and it's a comedy. It's Dimitri Martin. And that will take place next Saturday at the Performing Arts Center at 7:30. I have a couple of these tickets if you'd like to go, have some laughs and ha-ha-has and all that kind of stuff. Just email me, kevin@kprl.com. It's, again, I'll let you know through the email. And also, you know, I've been mentioning that we're getting and now have this new board in place here at the studio. And it's quite the endeavor to do it. And I need a guinea pig to call in. I mean, we want you to call in anyway. Also, you can text as well. I almost forgot about that. As I've tried to explain, when you get these new boards in, because the one we had, we were trying to figure it out yesterday, it's probably about 25 years old. And like a lot of things, when they're newer, and it's all this fancy stuff now and so forth, that it's just getting used to it. And it's a lot smaller than the old board, but it does amazing things, none which I know how to use exactly just yet. But it is, it's the positioning of the board here where I put my arm. Chris, you know what it's like when you have too many things or you're not used to it when you're on air because you put your papers over here, you do this, you do that.
Right. Well, now you have more room.
I've got, and I don't know what to do.
You know, I'm surprised you haven't reached over yet to push a button where it used to be to push the wrong one.
Well, let me see. I came back twice yesterday, and then this morning I was spending a lot of time on it. There's just, again, it's an adjustment like, you know, this is the example I use because I think it's the easiest one for people to understand. When you get a new car, your dashboard is a little different. And, you know, you don't have to look. But now I'm having to look down, and anyway, it's going to be fine. There's just going to be some boo-boos, that's all. That's just the way it is. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Don't you wish you could buy something new that is old?
Yes.
So you didn't have to refigure things out? Just give me a new one that's just like my old one.
Well, you know, again, when I got home yesterday, you know, Linda said, well, how is it? I said, you know, it's just going to be a matter of adjustment.
Yeah, just like my estimating guide that I used to go through a company out of Texas. And out of the blue, they changed it. And it's like, it's supposed to be better. But then, you know, it takes a while to get used to it to figure out, okay, well, how come this is no longer here? But no, it's over here. And then, yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, taking the time and trying to figure it back out.
Well, regarding that type of thing, because you know, I've mentioned it with in the past regarding when I get these updates from the different places where we download some shows. And even my engineer will say, I don't know why they changed it, but with in this case with the board, it's going to be better overall because it can do more things than the old board. It can automatically preset things. For example, I have all these buttons here that, you know, for my mic, Chris's mic, the phone mic, our robocart, our computer, etc. This can all be pre-programmed for time. So I wouldn't even have to mess with it. I would just come in and at 6:05, it would just automatically, these lights and buttons and everything that we use for the Morning Exchange would automatically come on.
Yeah.
All right. Now, it doesn't take rocket science to do that anyway. Plus, even with that, you still have to double check it.
You know, it's almost so, like I think about some of the new cars. The new fancy stuff is just, to me, it's more stuff to break down and more electronics, more issues sometimes. And, you know, especially when they bring out something brand new, it's like it's never really been fully tested and vetted. It's, you know, it's got glitches and whatnot.
Well, with vehicles, I've said this for years, never buy the first year model. Wait till they get the bugs out. But I'm not a gadget guy anyway. And that even comes with appliances we've learned over the years. I'm not buying fancy refrigerators with all this extra stuff on it. It's, again, something we bring up. It's convenient. However, it breaks down.
Yeah.
You know, I can figure out how to make ice in the refrigerator.
Yeah. It's not hard to fill a little tray up and twist it and get it out.
Yeah, of course, but again, when you forget to do it and you need the ice cube, then, you know, we got to buy a new refrigerator or something like that. It's just, it's, you know, that's the way we are. But some people, you know, like the absolute new stuff and all the gadgets and so forth. There are still things on Linda's car. Now, that thing is 10 years old that she doesn't use or care to use or know how to use.
And, amazing how that is.
And you know what? She still manages, still has managed to stay alive.
Yeah, and it gets her from point A to point B without an issue.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, my brother has a new vehicle back in Maryland, and I drove it last summer. And it's not a lot of fancy stuff, but it has more than what I have. And I got to tell you that I thought it was pretty cool. Now, I know what you're referring to is this stuff, you know, when it breaks down or, you know, starts to mess up a little bit, it's not usually just an easy fix.
Yeah. Yeah, expensive. So, anyways, I'm heading to an area where I'm going to lose you. So, you guys have a good morning? Seems to be working all right.
All right. Well, thanks for being the guinea pig.
Anytime.
All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Well, so far, it'll be up to Darsh and Kenny this afternoon. Test. Well, no, not a test on the text is fine. We weren't worried about that because John and Karen got a bunch of texts yesterday. No, just want to double check on the phone lines. Now, I know the engineers, they all checked that stuff out yesterday before they left, but until it's showtime, you just got to, you know, just make sure. I'm still, again, there's a couple of things here that are just a little weird, and they're not completely finished. Chris, as you can see, those nice wires hanging from the wall.
I didn't have a look, actually. Are you talking about on your side?
Yeah, if you look by the
I can't see them from here.
Oh, the Yankee clock? Yeah. Oshie would go crazy. But they're going to, they'll tie all that stuff up, and it'll be done, you know, in a matter of, you know, a few hours or something like that anyway. Just the newness. All right, let's see here. Boy, what did I have come in special? Nope, that's not it. I came across, well, I always come across some things, obviously, but Cesar Chavez Day, or it's going to be changed to Farm Workers Day. And the allegations, I think they're going back 60 years. So based on the allegations of what sounds like some horrific things, so they're going to change the day to call it Farm Workers Day. That's very nice. March 31st. It's a paid holiday, by the way, for California state employees, including many state government officials, public schools, and community colleges. I wonder how many of the farm workers will have the paid day off on March 31st? After all, it's not a weekend. It is a Tuesday. And this is what they're doing. So the state employees who will get the day off, and some public school. I don't know if Paso does. I can't remember from year to year. But anyway, I just found that laughable. That the state workers, because the farm workers produce things that help pay the salaries of the state workers. And I'm going to assume that many people in the state workers or city government employees don't work as hard as the farm workers. So anyway, so there is a another bill that is maybe coming forward here in the state of California. And this has to do with those that work for the state to stay at home and work. It is AB 1729. It is to strengthen our state's environmental stewardship and leadership by fortifying its commitment to flexible telework for state employees. Now, according to this, because it's going to save the environment and clean up congestion on the roads, et cetera, keep going down the line. And it says that California could save $225 million a year by letting state employees work remotely. You know, again, we're talking about the commuter miles, the round trips, so forth and so on. So I don't see anything in here. And also it says that this environmental outcome could save $44.2 million of gasoline, as well as almost 400,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide that would be kept out of the atmosphere. Now, I want to go to one thing right off the bat. The state of California is considering a mileage tax, or road tax, whatever you want to call it. It's a tax for you to go to work and earn money and be taxed, and to go to stores to buy things that people make a living and get taxed on, too. Products and all that kind of stuff. So the 44.2 million gallons of gasoline that would not be burned, that means people aren't buying gasoline, right? And the gasoline taxes was brought up with this mileage tax because people are with the EV cars. So the state isn't getting enough revenue to maintain our roads. So we're going to do that. And then also, that's not even mentioned in this about the wonderful savings of the $225 million a year. What about all the services that people, when they go to work, a lot of people, you know, they go to work, not everybody brings their lunch. They go out and they buy from, you know, the local deli or the local restaurant. They go to lunch and so forth. So all these people would be staying at home, not doing this. No study, as far as I can see on this, has mentioned what the impact from the financial side would be on the state, on the gasoline put together, minus that. You can do the math on the 44.2 million gallons, and then to the local businesses that would often have a lot of the employees in the, you know, the buildings and so forth come by and, you know, buy whatever, breakfast, lunch, coffee, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing in there about that. Not one word. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Let's see here. Will all of the boulevards named Cesar Chavez also be renamed? That's a very good question. I don't know if they've thought about that yet, but there's, I don't know how many, but, you know, you drive around and from town to town, not town to town, but around the state, and you'll see those. Have no idea. I assume they will, and we shall see. I'm sure it'll be all over. Let's see here. I brought this up earlier this week because it's, again, it says 200 transit riders in the county will be able to ride for free in San Luis Obispo County starting in July. Again, they're going to be riding for free. I guess none of this costs. We just had the rideshare people wanting donations because of the cost of gasoline. But the county is going to hand out, I don't know, transit fee fare pass pilot program. It's the Mariposa Pass. And this is lovely. It will have a branded monarch butterfly on it. That's very special. That's very nice. A branded monarch butterfly so people can get on the transit for free. It's funded with about $1 million through the Low Carbon Transit Operations Program. But it's free. Okay? You've heard me say this, and I would love to see legislation. When people are getting something, it costs money. We should remove the word free. Remove it. And let people know, because maybe they would show a little gratitude from time to time on the things that taxpayers, you know, through the state, provide for them for free. But I don't know if we have any elected official on either side that would consider doing that, to let the people know it ain't free. It's pretty darn simple. And speaking of that free, the county, because Karen's got a pretty good story on it in Cal Coast News. Now, the county has experienced a 50% drop in transportation funding since 2018. Now, that was before COVID. And the operating costs for the San Luis Obispo Regional Transit Authority projected a $18.2 million operating cost for services 25-26. And we're giving this stuff for free. Now, one of the solutions, and you've heard this, I think John talked about this a little bit on Sound Off yesterday with Karen, the sales tax increase, and that would cost residents about, according to this, $2.31 a week to address the funding gap with SLOCOG. But again, as John pointed out, and I think Debbie pointed out on Tuesday, that the, on Wednesday, that the priorities on the board changed when they shifted the money to homeless and there's something else, some other social service thing, and they dropped roads way down on the list. So because of the decision by the county that they want to get $2.31 a week out of you to address the issue with the roads here in the county, obviously something needs to be done. Hopefully something will be done. And we shall see. We've got primaries coming up and then in June. All right. Coming up, local news headlines, Fox News update. We will have a look at the world of sports. We will also have extended weather forecasts, the world famous pet alert, and of course, Friday music trivia. And oh boy, it's one of the biggest of a certain year.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Paso Robles High School varsity cheer team is holding a fundraiser this Easter season, helping to bring a morning surprise to children and families. The cheer team will be filling yards with colorful plastic eggs filled with candy and small toy items. Families can choose several package options or request the eggs to be delivered to the front door. Orders must be submitted by April 1st at 8 p.m. San Luis Obispo Police Department has released a recap of its enhanced safety enforcement zone. During two weekends leading up to and on St. Patrick's Day, the police department would double the fines for noise, unruly gatherings, open containers, and public urination. This year, there was a significant decrease in alcohol-related violations compared to last. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
I'm Chris DeMeo. Authorities in Spain say they found the body of missing University of Alabama student Jimmy Gracie. He was found in a body of water in Barcelona.
The area where they found him is right next to that nightclub where he was last seen early Tuesday morning. This is where they have been searching all day in rough, murky waters.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. Gracie was on spring break with friends in Barcelona. President Trump says the economy will rebound once the Iran conflict is over.
It's not bad, and it's going to be over with pretty soon. We've obliterated the Navy. We've obliterated their just about everything there is to obliterate, including leadership.
Oil prices jumped to market-shaking levels yesterday, but then eased back late in the day. The Dow dropping more than 200 points. The NASDAQ fell 62, and the S&P 500 dropped 18. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peake.
And I'm Karen Peake.
And we're the Peake team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peake team.
At Peake Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peake team at Peake Realty. Just Google Peake Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peake team at Peake Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
All righty, we have, 12 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL, and it's time for sports. And it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Day one of the men's NCAA tournament is officially in the books. 11-seed VCU, who trailed by 19, came all the way back to defeat 6-seed North Carolina 78-82 in overtime. 11-seed Texas outscored 6-seed BYU 79-71. A.J. Devanza had 35 points and 10 rebounds in the loss. 9-seed St. Louis dominated 8-seed Georgia 102-77. And 10-seed Texas A&M outscored 7-seed St. Mary's 63-50, while 3-seed Gonzaga topped 14-seed Kennesaw State 73-64. 1-seed Michigan, 2-seed Houston, 3-seed Illinois, and 3-seed Michigan State are all headed to the next round. In the NBA, the Lakers outscored the Heat 134-126. Luka Doncic dropped 60 points in the win, and Victor Wembanyama hit the game winner as the Spurs defeated the Suns 101-100.
All righty, sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. As we're set and ready to go here, I think, if I have to get this button working.
North County weather.
And it's brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Okay, another one of a plentiful sunshine, low 90s. Clear tonight, mainly clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s. And we'll have some clouds hanging around, but lots of sunshine and temperatures dropping to the mid-80s for you Saturday. Enjoy. And Sunday will be at the mid-80s, upper 80s on Monday, back to 90 on Tuesday, back to upper 80s on Wednesday, Thursday, mid-80s. And a week from today, mid-80s, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 7, up and down, 7:07 a.m., and down 7:15 p.m. Let's see. We're at 55 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. They're proudly serving you since 1979. You'll find them at 8300 El Camino Real Atascadero. All righty, let's see here. What time do we have now? 10 minutes away from 7 at the right choice.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. And again, they've got nice apparel for you. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home, safe, and sound. As I look to my left, I see nothing. Chris, was that cat sitting on the porch when you came in this morning?
Not this morning, but it was there a few days ago.
You know what's the, what, the brownish or...
Yeah, the tabby.
Yeah. He's not too scared of people, is he?
A little bit. Sometimes he's a little skittish.
Well, but I mean, it's not like he sees you and he just flies away. He just kind of looks at you and probably figures, you got any food for me? He looks well fed, though.
Yes, he does.
He's, I guess he gets out at, or they let him out at night and does his thing and he comes home, because when I pulled up this morning, you know, the automatic lights went on and he just sat there looking at me and didn't run very far. But... Anyway, he's okay, and he's been around the neighborhood for a few years. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:05, it is pure country, indeed, pure country here on The Right Choice. Diane will be back with the country store, so... Good weather for yard sales. I mean, today's the first day of spring. I think it is. So anyway, Diane, you can wheel and deal 2 years, to, 2 hours. Jimmy will be in talking about vehicles. And then Gary Brill. He's got a lady in the spotlight. You may remember her name, but you're going to be surprised on the amount of songs that she had. She was just good. Shirley Ellis. Many of you will remember the name Game, but there's some other songs and stuff from that era that are just really, really nice and memorable. So that is all on the jukebox coming up here on your weekend on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner, yonder out at the airport. Every day they're open, breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, Friday. Here we go. Every Friday. I am going to play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you think you know the name of the song or the artiste, call in, and you'll see if you're right. Now, please remember the golden rules. Do not answer a question with a question, and make sure that your answer, the inflection doesn't sound like an answer. Gabish? All right.
Like a question.
What?
You said make sure your sentence doesn't sound like an answer.
I should have said inflection, right? First.
Make sure your inflection doesn't sound like a question.
Question, right.
Right.
That's why he's here, folks. He's on my right-hand side. That's anyway, thank you for that. I appreciate that. All righty. So here we go. Again, this one is a biggin'. It is a biggin'. It is huge, huge, and all set and ready to go. The intro should give it away. KPRL. What a song. By the way, well, let me see. Should I start with this? This song had to be peddled. I think it was turned down 10 times. 10 times. But you don't know what the original version was like. So, again, I always reference that the documentary on the hit makers, because they do the demos, and then when it's finished product, it's in many cases, it's a lot different. It's a lot different. Hi, good morning.
Hi there. Shirelles.
Excuse me?
The Shirelles.
No, it's not the Shirelles. The Shirelles, one of the first girl groups, major girl groups. The Shirelles were interesting because they were classmates. I think it was in New Jersey. And then a lady, gosh, I forget her name, she got a hold of them, and boom, the rest was history. But no, not the Shirelles. This group was, well, like many of them, you know, they came out and they had a couple of hits and so forth, and somewhat short-lived. There was the rock and roll revival of the late 60s and the early 70s, and then over the years, some of these groups would, you know, they would just do the tours around the country and so forth, made a decent living, and, you know, people reliving the memories. But, all right, let's go back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, my guy.
No, not my guy. My guy, that was Mary Wells. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. The name of the song is He's So Fine.
Yes, it is. May I have your name, please?
Ann Spencer.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, this is the Chiffons. The song was recorded in December of 1962, released in January of 1963. On March 30th of 1963, it went to number one, and it stayed there for 4 weeks. A minute and 53 seconds long, but that is just a cool song. Now, it was written by a guy by the name of Ronnie Mack. He was friends with the Chiffons, and he set them, set them up as a manager after hearing them harmonize in the high school lunchroom. Now, this song was from the production company by the Tokens, if you remember Lion Sleep Tonight, but they took it around. Nobody wanted it. And at one point, they went to the Laurie Records, and they closed the door, said, "You're not getting out of this room until we get that song." And as I mentioned, it stayed number one for 4 weeks back in 1963. Then they had the follow-up with One Fine Day, which was written by Carole King. So the fabulous Chiffons with their big, big hit.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Passerable School Board's next meeting will be held Tuesday, March 20th. Prior to the regular meeting, the board will conduct a special session regarding the budget, and the board will review enrollment trends, mandated expenditures, and the status of Measure M. There will be no broadcast available for the special session, but the broadcast will be available for the normal session afterwards. San Luis Obispo County firefighters were honored at the annual Firefighters Recognition Dinner Saturday, March 17th in San Luis Obispo. The dinner awards firefighters across the county for their exemplary service and commitment to their communities. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 90s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
As I mentioned, they closed the door and said, "We want that record." And as a matter of fact, they said they've been turned down by 10 companies. Give us 80 cents and we would give you the record. All right, it turned out very well for Lori Records. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.